听力课堂，听 class.com。
I always wanted to make movies.
One of the first films I've seen was Snow White, you know, and I think that yes. influenced me enormously forever. And I, as you see, it's enormous.Influence of this in my work, like repulsion.
I always wanted to be a director. I knew I wanted to make movies. I knew I wanted to be a part of it. I knew I wanted to create this.
Intrigued by the medium, 22-year-old Roman Polanski applied to the Polish film school at Łódź. But Polanski's short films revealed dark, violent, and sexual conflicts.The young director's provocative style and subject matter outraged his professors.
Polanski combined extraordinary talent, not only in telling the story, which he always tells well, and he combines this interest with technical ability to use film for what film is worth and tell visually what other directors would probably have to tell verbally.
Roman's playful side emerged in his whimsical fable of two men who emerge from the sea and discover the perils of civilization. Polanski himself played a teenage thug in One Encounter. Two Men in a Wardrobe was well received outside Poland, winning third prize at the 1958 Brussels World's Fair.
Knife in the Water sets up the situation of two men whose identities become merged essentially by the end of the film, or who in competition for a woman take on a variety of roles.
In the United States, Knife in the Water received a 1964 Academy Award nomination for Best Foreign Film.
Well, your own life has been particularly tragic. Your parents went to concentration camps, your mother died in Auschwitz, and a number of your friends havedied violent deaths, and then there's your wife's ghastly murder. How have you come to terms with how your life's turned out?
Well, you see, the first part of my life, which is the unfortunate childhood, it was easier to go through, because the children, for simple reason, don't know that they don't know better, accept their fate, and they think that that's how it should be. And therefore, I've noticed that the people who went through war as children are not so much marked by it, not as much as the a little bit older generation, the people who were between 18 and 30 when the war happened. These are really marked, and if they are artists, whatever they create, it's definitely the result of this war. I think in my case, if you, and I think that's what you're aiming at, if you're looking for some reflections of what happened to me as a child in my films, you definitely will find it, but on the surface rather than in depth. You know, I'm interested by a great deal of many things, and if you are looking for something which has any connection with my unfortunate childhood, it's, and definitely there is some relation between what I do and what happened to me. You understand, it depends on the scale of it.
But don't you think it's possible the desperation which you must have felt on many occasions during these things I've referred to, that this might come through in your films as a distorted view of what is for most people a fairly normal life?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think simply that I try to avoid a hypocrisy in my expression. I think that if I choose certain subject, like Macbeth, for example, I have to tell it the way it should be told. You see, what I mean by it, that it may be the choice of my subject, but not the interpretation which indicates what you have just suggested.